This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 64 degrees and the time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Governor Greg Abbott saying at least 110 people died in last week's flash flooding across Texas. 173 people are still missing, the worst of it in Kerr County.
Just in the Kerr County area alone, there are 161 people who are known to be missing. And again, that comes from combined law enforcement efforts. 161 known people who are missing.
And flash flooding Tuesday night in New Mexico. The mayor of Verduzzo says at least four homes were lost. People are missing. That same town scorched by wildfires just last year. For the first time in nearly 20 years, the TSA is ending its no-shoes policy when going through security at the airport, effective immediately. Mattel Tuesday announced it's introducing its first Barbie doll with type 1 diabetes. The doll was designed with inclusivity in mind, comes with a glucose monitor in her arm and an insulin pump. This is ABC News. A judge has ordered a mental evaluation of the Venezuelan man convicted of killing Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley in 2024. It's a tradition that dates back some 400 years. The annual Running of the Bulls is underway in Pamplona, Spain.
We came here to understand why it is that people risk their lives every year, and we caught up with some Americans who have been coming for decades. One American we spoke with has been coming for 20 years. He now teaches first-timers the best ways to run with the bulls. He says there's a lot of strategy behind it, and he says he comes back every year because, yes, it's about the adrenaline, but he says there's also something spiritual about it, that running in lockstep with the bulls is something very special.
ABC's Innes de la Quatera. A biotech company called Colossal Biosciences says it's using $15 million in funding from Lord of the Rings filmmaker Peter Jackson to genetically engineer living birds to resemble the extinct moa, which once stood 12 feet tall. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Today, mostly sunny, still feeling humid, though less so in the afternoon. It'll be a summery day in the area and a high of 84. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers late, a low of 62. Thursday, partly cloudy and humid, a chance of scattered showers, a high of 85. Friday, 83, mostly cloudy and muggy, showers and thunderstorms likely, especially later in the day. Some storms could be strong with bouts of heavier rainfall, again on Friday. Showers possible in the morning Saturday and a high of 82, and Sunday mostly sunny and a bit less humid, a high of 85. Right now in WRCO Studios, after the midnight reading of 66, on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it reads 64. Welcome to Wednesday, July 9th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
found. Jesus turned my life around. I'm so thankful and I'm so blessed. 'Cause when I ran to him, he said yes. Yes, my Jesus, he said yes. Yes, all my needs to him I confessed. When I ran to him,
he said yes.
That's what it's called. Yes, the Triumphant Quartet. Before that, the Gaither Vocal Band doing our national anthem for today, officially opening up the broadcast day. Hopefully you have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin. We can do our best to make a difference. Certainly a nice day in Southwest Wisconsin, a summer day coming up here. And yesterday, again, we were in the midst of a little bit of rain here and there. We picked up 3/100ths of an inch here at the studios during that rainfall late afternoon, early evening last night. But there were some areas that got more, some that got less. We actually hardly had anything in Sextonville. We didn't even get 1/100th. It was just like a passing sprinkle. And then, okay, got to go water the little plants. Didn't get watered naturally last night, but some people did. And again, it sounds like maybe some heavy rain toward the end of the week. Let's get those chars started there. Right. This is Eddie Arnold on the Milk House Show.
She's got everything I need. She's got everything I need. A good warm place, sleep and eat. And a sweet, sweet love. She's got everything I need. She don't wear my wedding band. She don't wear my wedding band. She takes me for what I am. 'Cause I keep her satisfied. She's got everything I need. Oh, now she don't try to tie me down. Take the chain and wrap me around my heart. She don't ask me every day to say I'll never, never go away, sweetheart. Oh, we got a love and we got a good love and everything we've got is understood. And I may never leave that girl just for the simple fact that I know I could. She's got everything I need. She's got everything I need. Sweet, sweet love. She's got everything I need. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh.
She was there to hock her ring. The broker in that pawn shop deals in almost anything. He'll pay you for your misery or he'll sell you someone's pain. And that twinkle in his greedy eyes says your loss will be his gain. She stood back in the shadows as the broker dealt with me. Her eyes were dark and desperate from some private misery. His words were so prophetic when he said, you gotta steal. I said, throw in one bullet and you got yourself a deal.
Oh, Saturday night special is an easy thing to buy. All you gotta be is 21 or 15 if you lie. Just hand the man the money and if someone's gotta die,
broker in the pawn shop won't even blink an eye. Well, he handed me the pistol and I was almost to the door when I heard him tell the lady $7, nothing more. The lady started crying as he took her wedding band. Well, my hand was in my pocket and the gun was in my hand. Well, I was gonna use that bullet to end my life. I was once somebody's husband, she was once somebody's wife. Well, I usually mind my business, but I could not walk away. His dollars just weren't making sense, and I knew I had to stay. Well, the broker's face turned pasty when he caught my icy stare. It would never leave my pocket, but he knew the gun was there. I asked him what his life was worth, and he opened up that drawer for a simple golden wedding band. He paid $2,000 more.
That Saturday night was special, even though it wasn't planned. As we walked down the sidewalk, she reached and took my hand. We crossed the bridge and I took that gun and sailed it through the air.
I said, ever been to Texas? She said, I think I'd love it there.
Oh, a Saturday night special is an easy thing to buy. All you gotta be is 21 or 15 if you lie. But there's a pawn shop in the city, used to deal in everything. But you can't buy a pistol there. You can't hock your wedding ring.
Conway on WRCO Radio on a Saturday night special. It is 64 degrees here at WRCO. Today is Wednesday, July 9th. A Red Cross blood drive will be happening today from 1 until 6 at New Life Community Advent Christian Church in Baraboo. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by going online to redcrossblood.org. The Richland Center Kiwanis Club, Richland Parks and Rec Department, and Partners for Prevention of Richland County invite you to enjoy free swimming followed by a pancake supper tonight. Free swimming will be held at the Woodman Aquatic Center from 3:30 until 6. Donations will be accepted to benefit equipment for children with special needs. The Kiwanis Free Will Donation Pancake Supper will be held from 4:30 until 7 in the Richland Center Community Center. Donations will go toward the backpack program and for school supplies as well. Coming up, a check of sports. More good Brewer news in a moment.
Well, I got a friend named Whiskey Sam. He was my boonie rat buddy for a year and now. He said, I think my country got a little off track. Took him 25 years to welcome me back. But it's better than not coming back at all. Many a good man I saw fall. And even now, every time I dream, I hear the men and the monkeys in the jungle scream. Drive on, it don't mean nothing. My children love me, but they don't understand. And I got a woman who knows her man. Drive on, it don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing. Drive on. Well, I remember one night, Tex and me, rappled in on a hot LZ. We had our 16s on rock and roll, and with all of that fire, I was scared and cold. I was crazy, and I was wild, and I have seen the tiger smile. I spit in a bamboo viper's face, and I'd be dead, but by God's grace, drive on. It don't mean nothing, my children love me, but they don't understand. And I got a woman who knows her man, drive on. It don't mean nothing, it don't mean nothing, drive on. It was a slow walk in a sad rain, and nobody tried to be John Wayne. I came home, but Tex did not, and I can't talk about the hit he got. But I got a little limp now when I walk, and I got a little tremolo when I talk. But my letter read from Whiskey Sam, you're a walking, talking miracle from Vietnam. Drive on. It don't mean nothing, my children love me, but they don't understand. And I got a woman who knows her man, drive on. It don't mean nothing, it don't mean nothing, drive on.
Start your day the Wisconsin way. Brouhaha Coffee and the Light in the Milk House Show, 5 a.m. weekdays on WRCO.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair. Yeah, here's to the boys back home, drink a barrel of beers on the front. Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
It's prime time, and so is your sleep. For 4 days only, July 8th through 11th, get your best night's sleep at the lowest price ever on luxurious Nectar brand mattresses. That's right, premium comfort, unbeatable support, and serious savings. But only during our prime time sale. Come in, lie down, and feel the difference. This is the deal you've been dreaming of. Hurry in, July 8th through 11th. When they're gone, they're gone. Where comfort meets community. A-plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine in downtown Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance. Just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Get ready to sink your teeth into something delicious. The third annual Lions Club Rib Fest is happening Sunday, July 13th at Muscadet. It's hosted by the Avoca Blue River and Muscadet Lions Club. This mouth-watering event takes place at the Lions Shelter in Victoria Riverside Park from 11 until 2 or until sold out. For just $22, you'll enjoy a hearty slab of ribs from Soggy Bottom Barbecue of Lancaster, known all over southwest Wisconsin for their unbeatable flavor. Every meal includes potato salad, coleslaw, beans, bread, and bottled water. Cold drinks are available at the food stand. Dine in or carry out, and while you're there, enjoy a beanbag toss, raffles, and family fun. The shelter is right by the playground and scenic trails, so bring the whole crew and make a day of it by the beautiful Wisconsin River. All proceeds benefit Lions Club scholarships and community projects. That's Sunday, July 13th at Victoria Riverside Park in Muscadet. For details, call Mark Cup, 739-2179.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be. On the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
520 and sports time today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Shohei Ohtani greeted Jacob Mizorowski with a leadoff home run, but the Brewer rookie phenom got the last word. After allowing the 431-foot blast, Mizorowski responded with another dominant outing. He struck out a career-high 12 batters to lead the Brewers to a 3-1 victory over the Dodgers last night. Mizorowski fanned Ohtani in the third inning. The 6'7" right-hander is 4-1 with a 2.81 ERA in five major league starts. He's already beaten Paul Skeens, and now he's outdueled Clayton Kershaw. The Brewers with a win last night. Elsewhere, Miami 12-2 over Cincinnati. St. Louis 4, Washington 2. San Diego 1-0 over Arizona. San Francisco 4-3 over Philadelphia. In the American League, Detroit 4, Tampa Bay 2. Toronto 6-1 over the White Sox. Yankees 10, Seattle 3. Cleveland 10-6 over Houston. Texas 13 and the Angels 1. Interleague play, Boston 10, Colorado 2, the Mets 7-6 over Baltimore, Kansas City 4, Pittsburgh 3, Minnesota 8-1 over the Cubs, and the Athletics got the win against Atlanta, 10-1, the final score. That is an update on Wednesday Morning Sports.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
Yes, it is the cool of the day, so it's time to work out. A great time to do the aerobic polka. It's fueled by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z. Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All right, if you're ready, we're going to let it rip with the aerobic polka for the day. There you go, the aerobic polka, good for what ails you today. That was the Betty Polka from the Mark Vahidal Band on the Light in the Milk House show, kicking it in gear for a Wednesday. Here's Connie Smith.
If you ever want a little company, then I'll come.
soft as a gentle summer rain. Dancing lightly on my window pane. That's a feeling when she touches my face. And I'm caught up in the magic of her warm, loving ways. And I can't help feeling once again, it's like the first time thing. And when she quietly whispers my name, rockets explode inside my brain. It's like I'd never touched her before. And I guess that's what makes me want to touch her all the more. And I can't help feeling once again, it's like a first time thing. Once you've turned a certain page in life, the fireworks just seem to disappear. She takes me back to the first stage in life, and with her it's like the 4th of July, each day of the year. And in a world where people constantly change, somehow she's kept our world the same. Or maybe it just seems that way to me. 'Cause love can make a man see the things he wants to see. But I still can't help feeling once again, it's like a first time thing.
Ray Price on WRCO. The Milk Cow Show for today. As we update you on weather, today mostly sunny, still feeling humid. It'll be a summer day and a high of 84. For tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms late, a low of 62. Tomorrow, maybe a few showers later on in the day. It looks like 85. And then Friday, 83, mostly cloudy and muggy with showers and thunderstorms likely to end the week. 0.03 inch of rain last night at the studios. Right now we are at our overnight low so far. It is 64 degrees. The Light in the Milk Cow Show continues with a farm news and market update. The time is 5:30.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio M. Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
Good morning, I'm Jared White with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The momentum of NextEra soybean performance and unprecedented yield potential with Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans is here. Plant Z-Series soybeans and ride the wave. The chairman of the U.S. House Ag Committee says he's optimistic a markup of Farm Bill 2.0 could happen by mid-September. Brownfield's Kara Hart reports.
G.T. Thompson says session delays in getting input from new committee members make it challenging to get anything done before the August recess.
That's my goal. There may be other things that will interfere with this, but a markup in committee.
House Ag Committee ranking member Angie Craig tells Brownfield the Republican budget cut nearly $200 billion from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. She says decimating the title of the farm bill will have negative impacts on the traditionally bipartisan coalition and will make future farm bills harder to pass. Thompson says the committee needs to be able to move past it.
But now that's law. Let's move beyond it and let's get this Farm Bill 2.0 done and out the door.
I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
An ag economist says farmland sales have slowed despite some softening in prices. Creighton University's Ernie Goss says ag land values sank below growth neutral for the 13th time in the last 14 months in the latest Rural Main Street Index.
down, but not as much as farm income is down.
Goss tells Brownfield the lack of land purchases can be contributed to higher interest rates.
Not as many as you'd expect, and we talk about interest rates, but a lot of those sales are in cash.
He says rate cuts from the Fed aren't likely in the short term.
The Fed meets again at the end of this month and then again in September.
Goss says the current state of interest rates has also led to high operating loan costs for producers. The director of Commodities and Food Systems at the Illinois Farm Bureau says the state's dairy herds have thus far remained free of highly pathogenic avian influenza. Tasha Bunting tells Brownfield.
We did not have a single dairy that has tested positive for HPAI. There has not been a single milk tank that has tested positive.
She says it's a credit to milk producers
to put into action their biosecurity plan.
Bunting says there remains little risk to consumers, especially when dairy products are pasteurized. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced this week that it's deactivating the agency's emergency response to the H5N1 bird flu as animal infections are declining and no human cases have been reported since February. And research has brought new alfalfa varieties to farms and more benefits. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more.
Forage Genetics International focuses on alfalfa research and development, and Dave Witte tells Brownfield today's alfalfa has better disease resistance.
Phanomyces and anthracnose, so we have high resistance to multiple races of both of those diseases.
Witte says their low lignin alfalfa developed for easy digestibility also gave farmers more flexible harvest windows.
Especially with the Harvexa trait allowing you to maintain that forage quality with a delayed harvest, you're going to get higher yield and better persistence.
In Wassalam, Wisconsin, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
For these stories and more, visit brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. This July, grill and chill with red hot buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Get B&B, oak and hickory, charcoal briquettes, plus a huge selection of grills. Spend $3.99 or more and get free assembly and delivery. Stay cool with a perfect air high velocity fan and water smarter with the 50-foot pocket hose silver bullet 2.0. From your backyard to your tool shed, Walsh's Ace has your summer essentials you need. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Bloomington Livestock holds sales on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. Slaughter sales are held every Tuesday at 8:30. Selling fat cattle, slaughter cows and bulls, baby calves. Cattle are accepted Mondays from noon to 8 p.m. If you have questions or cattle to consign, call the barn at 608-994-2020. That's Bloomington Livestock. Honest people, quality livestock every week.
Another quiet day for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Tuesday. Bids didn't surface. Asking prices were at $226 plus live in the south, while the north remained quiet. Show lists this week are mixed, higher in Nebraska and Colorado, but lower in Kansas and Texas. Significant trade volume isn't expected to develop until the latter half of the week. At the Tulsa Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, steer calves were $10 to $15 higher with spots of $20 higher. Heifer calves were $5 to $10 higher with instances of up to $15 higher. The USDA says the market continues to show its strength and demand has been very good. Quality was actually average. Medium and large one feeder steers, 503 to 549 pounds, brought $396 to $424. Feeder steer, 600 to 683 pounds, brought $330 to $368. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 618 to 642 pounds, brought $300 to $315. Box beef closed higher with moderate demand for fairly light off. Range choice was up 206 at 393.04. Select was 93 cents higher at 378.46. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 head, down 2,000 on the weekend, down nearly 5,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed with a fairly light negotiated run. Processors haven't been very aggressive in their procurement efforts at the start of this week, and prices have reflected that. The market continues to keep a close eye on demand. Global demand for U.S. pork has been relatively strong, but China remains a wild card. The industry is also keeping an eye on domestic demand trends and is watching the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a base range of $100 to $115 and a weighted average of $112.02. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values ended the day lower, down $1.48 at $112.01. All of the primals were lower to sharply lower, and estimated hog slaughter was 480,000 head, up 8,000 on the week and up about 2,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were sharply higher with box beef up at midday, getting ready for the week's direct business. And lean hog futures were mostly lower on fund and technical selling amid ongoing demand uncertainties. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Direct cash cattle markets were quiet Tuesday. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were pressured by the generally favorable crop weather. August beans were down 10 and a quarter at 1021 and a quarter. September was 5 lower at 1008 and a half. September corn was down 5.5 at 398. December was 6.5 lower at 414 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were up sharply with box beef higher at midday. August live is 407 higher at 219.97. October was up 387 at 216.82. August feeders are up 540 at 319.12. And hogs were mixed on spread trade and demand questions. August lean was 32 cents lower at 106.77. October was a dime higher at 92.97. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update.
Reducing money stress in a time of uncertainty. Next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Brian Brigeman heads the Arthur Kapper Cooperative Center at Kansas State University and led a recent webinar on macroeconomic implications for agriculture. In a nutshell, Brigeman says, it's a little scary out there.
With all this uncertainty and everything, what do you do? As a farm, as an agribusiness, as a ranch, how do you respond? Well, unfortunately, I don't have the silver bullet answer.
But Brigeman did offer some tips.
First of all, create a budget and stress test it. Budgeting is not fun. Believe me, it's difficult. And you also have to realize the first budget that you create is the first wrong budget that you've created. But you have to know where you are at.
Then, says Brigeman, have a plan in case things get worse.
What if commodity prices fall another 5%? Or what if my input costs go up another 8%? Or what if interest rates do rise 1%? How does it affect my cash flow? How does it affect my overall projected profitability? So then that way you can be prepared for knowing, hey, I can have a proactive conversation with my lender, because a lot of that is probably going to go back to, I'm going to have to borrow some additional funds and I need to have a plan in place.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson.
is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield's Daily Update. A market advisor says the currently low butter prices are making the U.S. more attractive to the export market. Mike North with EverAg tells Brownfield,
this could be a year when we're not only just a marginal exporter, but a large exporter of butter.
He says U.S. cows have continued to produce more fat and protein, which has made cream readily available, keeping butter churns active and supplies higher.
If we were to try to consume all of that here, it would create an inventory that's just unbearable and send markets even lower still. But because we've gone lower, we've gained enough attention in the world market, dropping at times more than a dollar below global competitors.
The U.S. Dairy Export Council says tariff tensions weighed on May exports despite a rise in values. U.S. dairy shipments dipped nearly 2%, while values increased 13% to $803 million. The council says demand from China has dropped to levels not seen in 15 years. Good U.S. prices have boosted overall sales to Canada by 6%. U.S. cheese exports set a record for volume for any single month and are up 7% year over year. Increases were limited as shipments to Mexico were down 12% on the month and China's demand fell by more than 80%. Total butterfat exports are still on a record pace for the year, with volumes up more than 150% compared to last year. Cash dairy prices were mixed Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey down a quarter of a cent at 60.5 cents. Blocks up 0.75 cents at $1.69 and a quarter. Barrels up 1 3/4 cents at $1.72 and 3/4 cents. Butter down a quarter of a cent at $2.61 and 3/4 cents. And non-fat dry milk up 0.5 cents at $1.62 and 3/4 cents. I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's weekly livestock market update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the weekly livestock market update each week on Brownfield.
Now is the time to get a great deal on select Kubota compact tractors. The Kubota B01 series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. They're designed for easy operation and feature performance matched attachments. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through September 30th, see them or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer. Stop by Johnson Tractor in Richland Center today to find out more.
Johnson Tractor from land to lawn.
Hello, Coach Johnson here. Are you looking to lose weight, get more active, gain muscle? Are you looking for more energy or lift that fog from your brain? Maybe improve sleep? Well, I may have an option for you. And if you'd like to learn more why I've been helping people for 4 years now and how it works, feel free to contact me at Facebook or you can call me at 608-604-7751. That's 608-604-7751. Or you can email me at coachjohnson90@gmail.com. That's coachjohnson90@gmail.com. I look forward to assisting you on your health journey today.
A summery day today in southwest Wisconsin. Temperatures will rise to 84 degrees. Feeling a little humid as well, though. We've been used to that. Partly cloudy, a chance of showers late tonight, and a low of 62. Right now, 64 degrees in Richland Center. Today is Wednesday, July 9th.
Mornings go smoother with a strong coffee and local radio. Brouhaha powers the early hour right here on WRCO.
Walked into the bar and parked his lanky frame upon a tall bar stool. And with a long, soft southern drawl said, I'll just have a glass of anything that's cool. A barroom girl with hard and knowing eyes slowly looked him up and down. And she thought, I wonder how on earth that country bumpkin found his way to town. She said, hello, country bumpkin, how's the frost out on the pumpkin? I've seen some sights, but man, you're something. Where'd you come from, country bumpkin? It was just a short year later, in a bed of joy-filled tears, yet death-like pain. Into this wondrous world of many wonders, one more wonder came. That same woman's face was wrapped up in a raptured look of love and tenderness. As she marveled at the soft and warm and cuddly boy child feeding at her breast. And she said, hello, country bumpkin, fresh as frost out on the pumpkin. I've seen some sights, but babe, you're something. Mama loves her country bumpkin. 40 years of hard work later, in a simple, quiet, and peaceful country place, the heavy hand of time had not erased the raptured wonder from the woman's face. She was lying on her deathbed, knowing fully well her race was nearly run. But she softly smiled and looked into the sad eyes of her husband and her son. And she said, so long, country bumpkin, the frost is gone now from the pumpkin. I've seen some sights and life's been something. See you later, country bumpkin. She said, so long, country bumpkin, the frost is gone now from the pumpkin. Seen some sights and life's been something.
Bye.
Sweethearts of the Rodeo on WRCO Radio. We hope you're doing well today. We have Nick Grunseth is in for Tony Schumacher today, and he'll update us on the weather. So we'll have that for you in just a bit this morning on a Wednesday morning. And otherwise, regular features. We'll have some recaps of local sports a little later on. And again, a Brewer win last night. This kid, Jacob Mazurowski, is kind of becoming the new darling of the Brewers and of Major League Baseball as well. If you can beat the Dodgers and you can duel with Clayton Kershaw and win, you're starting to make a name for yourself pretty quickly.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Get ready to sink your teeth into something delicious. The third annual Lions Club Rib Fest is happening Sunday, July 13th at Muscadet. It's hosted by the Avoca Blue River and Muscadet Lions Club. This mouth-watering event takes place at the Lions Shelter in Victoria Riverside Park from 11 until 2, or until sold out. For just $22, you'll enjoy a hearty slab of ribs from Soggy Bottom Barbecue of Lancaster, known all over southwest Wisconsin for their unbeatable flavor. Every meal includes potato salad, cold slaw, beans, bread, and bottled water. Cold drinks are available at the food stand. Dine in or carry out, and while you're there, enjoy a beanbag toss, raffles, and family fun. The shelter is right by the playground and scenic trails, so bring the whole crew and make a day of it by the beautiful Wisconsin River. All proceeds benefit Lions Club scholarships and community projects. That's Sunday, July 13th at Victoria Riverside Park in Muscadet. For details, call Mark Cup, 739-2179.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO, and I hope you're having a wonderful start to your Wednesday. Yesterday, high temperatures were in the 80s across southwest Wisconsin, and of course, still feeling humid with dew points in the 60s. And warmth and humidity, that's something that we expect in the month of July. Also, periods of rain here and there. Now, since June 1st through midnight last night, we've had about 5 to 7 inches of rain in total in the Richland Center area and southwest Wisconsin. Compared to last year's June 1st to July 8th, we had 8 to 12 inches of rain during that span last year. So this year, lesser amounts overall, though still in some areas, as you know, quite wet. And looking ahead, we will have those periodic chances of showers and storms. I did actually drop in the potential for a few showers and storms late tonight and into Thursday because of a complex developing in Minnesota and Iowa and pushing to the east. And this time of year, the atmosphere, as you know, quite volatile and kind of fickle at times as we see these showers and storms develop to the west and the northern plains. And then we see how they hold together as they push off to the east. So again, we'll be monitoring that for late tonight into early Thursday, which is why I've included the chance for rain. So getting to your forecast today, a mostly sunny sky, feeling humid this morning, a little bit better with humidity this afternoon as dew points will drop into the low 60s. Highs today around 84, the wind light from the north. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight, lows around 62. And Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun and humid with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, especially closer to the Mississippi River, highs around 85. Thursday night, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be possible in the region, lows around 66. Friday will be mostly cloudy and muggy with showers and thunderstorms likely, especially later in the day. Some storms could be strong, along with some bouts of heavier rain, highs around 83. Some showers and storms will linger into Saturday morning, gradually shifting east, then partly cloudy and feeling a little less humid late in the day, 82. Sunday looks to be dry right now, mostly sunny, highs around 85. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 64 degrees with some foggy conditions right now. Yesterday's high was 90. We picked up 3/100ths of an inch of rain. Record high 98 in 1938. Record low 44 in 1961. Last year's high 81 and the low was 63. Sunset happens tonight at 8:43, rising tomorrow at 5:31. The air is calm, barometer at 30.08. It's down slightly from earlier. No precipitation this morning. And again, some foggy conditions in the area, and it is 64 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where a news update is next, sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop, by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, and Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. It is 64 degrees at 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With more than 170 people still missing from the Texas floods, rescuers continue searching through what's left behind near the Guadalupe River.
Across Kerr County, first responders are combing through debris with traces of children scattered.